Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's military says there is a preliminary deal for Syrian rebel fighters to pull out of the rest of the remaining area of eastern Ghouta still under their control. This would put the Syrian government back in full control of the Damascus suburb after a six-week military operation that has left as many as 1,600 civilians dead. Pope Francis used part of his Easter message Sunday to speak about Syria.
E noi oggi domandiamo frutti di pace per il mondo intero, a cominciare dalla amata e martoriata Siria.
The Pope said today we implore fruits of peace upon the entire world, beginning with the beloved and long-suffering land of Syria, whose people, he says, are worn down by an apparently endless war. Israel says 10 of the 15 Palestinian protesters killed by Israeli gunfire Friday were documented terrorists who tried to sneak across the border. The violence along the Gaza Strip was the deadliest day between Israelis and Palestinians since 2014. More than 1,400 people wounded. Israeli defense minister said Israel will not cooperate with any independent investigation into that violence. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East scholar at Randolph-Macon College.
All of this is taking place on the Gaza side of the border. So it's a bit hard to understand exactly how Palestinians are expected to express their grievances toward Israel in a way that isn't either demonized or that doesn't lead them to be killed.
The United States blocked the UN Security Council requests for an investigation. This is VOA News. 18 people, including 4 civilians, were killed in 3 separate incidents Sunday as Indian troops conducted counterinsurgency operations in Indian Kashmir. All of this happening south of Srinagar, the main city in the region, divided between India and Pakistan, but claimed in full by both. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai has ended her first visit to Pakistan since being shot in her home village there in 2012. By Taliban militants who tried to kill her for promoting girls' education in the country's northwest. She spoke with VOA reporter Ayaz Ghul.
Everyone was so happy but emotional as well. And I went to my room, I saw my old school trophies, my drawing, and just tried to remember each and every day how we lived in that house for before I was attacked and remembering the family time, having dinner together, lunch together, and playing with my friends and playing cricket on our rooftop. So it was such a beautiful time, and I'm so grateful to the government and the Pakistan Army for making it possible.
Malala says she plans to permanently return to Pakistan after completing her studies in Britain at Oxford University. A defunct Chinese space lab met its expected end early today as remaining fragments plunged into the South Pacific. China's manned space engineering office said the Tiangong-1 spacecraft mostly burned up in the atmosphere. Joan Johnson-Fries is with the U.S. Naval War College.
Well, these kind of reentries happen more frequently than I think people imagine, and it's very typical that most of the debris burns up in the atmosphere, and given that most of the Earth's surface is water, most of the debris lands in water or some barren area, the chance of actual damage to inhabitants or people getting hurt are pretty slim.
The Tiangong-1 was the size of a school bus, weighed about 8.5 tons. It was launched in 2011, served as an orbiting laboratory for manned Chinese space missions until officials determined its lifespan was complete. It was taken out of service in 2016. The ruling party candidate won Costa Rica's presidential election Sunday as many voters rejected a Christian singer who rose to political prominence by campaigning against same-sex marriage. Carlos Alvarado had just under 61% of the voting. His opponent, Fabricio Alvarado, had 39.4% of the voting. About 90% of the voting has been counted. The two men, by the way, are not related. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.